Track 14, signing the consent form. Please have the consent form to hand when listening to this track. Thanks for taking the time to listen to and or read this information and think about this. Remember, what you do really can make a difference. We now need you to sign the form and show whether you agree or disagree with all the options, even if you disagree with all of it. All you need to do is tick I agree or I do not agree for each section, sign, date and print your name, post this form back to us, then sit back and relax. Please do not fill this form in on behalf of another person. If you have any questions after listening this far, then please contact us by the ways mentioned in the next track, track 15. The consent form. Part 1 asks you to disagree or agree with taking part in the study generally. Children of the 90s, University of Bristol, would like to keep your contact details and a record of your involvement in the study. We will use these to invite you to take part in future Children of the 90s research. I agree to Children of the 90s, University of Bristol, keeping a record of my contact and a record of my involvement details for this purpose. Please tick I agree or I disagree in part 1 of the consent form. Part 2 asks you about data linkage. Children of the 90s would like to collect information about you that is stored in your official records. Your records will be used in Children of the 90s research. We will collect your records on a regular basis into the future, unless you tell us to stop. For more information about data linkage, how we protect your confidentiality, and how your records could help us with our research, please listen again to tracks 10 to 13, or read page 17 of the information booklet. Your details, such as name, gender, date of birth, address, NHS number, education number, and national insurance number, will be used to make an accurate link to your official records. There are four types of data we are asking to link to. For each type, we've clearly stated what we are asking you to agree or disagree with. Part A, health records. This section asks you to agree to your healthcare provider and slash or doctor, general practitioner, being informed of your involvement in Children of the 90s, and that you authorise your healthcare provider or doctor, GP, to provide your health records to Children of the 90s, University of Bristol, and that you understand that information held by the NHS, National Health Service databases, and records maintained by the NHS Information Centre and the NHS Central Register may be used to help contact you and provide information about your health status. If you agree to this, then please tick I agree in the box next to the right of the health records section. If you don't want this to happen, tick I disagree. Please make a choice either way. Part B, education records, school. This sentence asks you to authorise the Department for Education to provide Children of the 90s, University of Bristol, with information from your education records for the purpose of contacting you and or use in their research. If you are happy for this to happen, then please tick I agree. If you don't want this to happen, tick I disagree. Please make a choice either way. Education records, further education. This sentence asks you to authorise the Department of Education to provide Children of the 90s, University of Bristol, with information from your education records for the purpose of contacting you and or use in their research. If you are happy for this to happen, then please tick I agree. If you don't want this to happen, tick I disagree. Please make a choice either way. Education records, higher education. This sentence asks you to authorise the Universities and Colleges Admission Service, known as UCAS, and the Higher Education Statistics Agency, HESA, to provide Children of the 90s, University of Bristol, with information from your education records for the purpose of contacting you and or use in their research. If you are happy for this to happen, then please tick I agree. If you don't want this to happen, tick I disagree. Either way, please make a decision. Part C, benefits and earnings records. This sentence asks you to authorise the Department for Work and Pensions and Her Majesty's Revenue and Customs to provide Children of the 90s, University of Bristol, with information about your national insurance contributions, tax records, pensions, savings, benefits, and about your work and employment, for the purposes of contacting you and or use in their research. If you are happy for this to happen, then please tick I agree. If you don't want this to happen, tick I disagree. Either way, please make a decision. Part D, Police Records. This sentence asks you to authorise the Ministry of Justice to provide Children of the 90s, University of Bristol, with details about any convictions or official cautions that you may have for the purposes of contacting you and or use of their, in their research. If you are happy for this to happen, then please tick I agree. If you don't want this to happen, please tick I disagree. Either way, please make a decision. Finally, in part 3, you are asked to confirm that you understand the information provided and have been given the opportunity to ask questions. You understand any information about you will be kept confidential and used for Children of the 90s research purposes only. You understand that, where you have agreed, information from your different official records will be joined together by Children of the 90s and used with any information from any questionnaires you have filled in and any study research visits you have attended for research purposes only. Understand that your participation is voluntary and that you are free to withdraw at any time without giving any reason. Then, please sign, print your first and family names in the boxes, fill in the date, and also fill in the address section. If you are happy to let us contact you in this way, please also fill in the boxes with your phone number and or email address. Please check that you have filled in all the options and then pop it all in the provided free post envelope, and that's it. The following track, 15, reads out all our contact information in case you want to get in touch. Thank you again.